the facts, if true, certainly are reprehensible. And the issue, but the issue before the court is whether there is a probable cause and whether the state has met its burden to show a probable cause to believe that a crime was committed and that crime was the felony. The court has to then look to see if the defendant in his capacity as a public officer sexually assaulted the person identified as victim one. And the court would find that it's probable that victim one probably was sexually assaulted based on her complaint that the defendant grabbed her, that he pulled her shirt down. The court is having a difficult time finding that the defendant was acting in his capacity as an as a police chief, and that his actions were in excess of a lawful authority. Clearly, he's not authorized to commit a sexual assault, but it has to be something more. It requires on its face more than a mere violation of the criminal code by a public official. It requires both that the officer commit the act in an official capacity and that act be one which is forbidden by law to do in an official capacity. The court can find the actions reprehensible if true, but the court cannot find that the defendant was acting in his official capacity as a police chief or lieutenant at the time the offense occurred. The court does find that there's sufficient evidence for a misdemeanor offense at this point.